Well, Stryper is a band known for pushing the limits of how loudly you can share Jesus. Since 1983, they've been doing it. Big sound, but now they're scaling it down a little bit. You know, just the stage, just a little bit, not the message at all. And here's lead singer from Stryper, Michael Sweet. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing awesome, Michael. Now, this is different for Stryper. You like to set the stage with amps and louds, and you got to wear ear protection a lot of the times. But now you've scaled it down a bit. What are you guys doing?
Well, you know, we've wanted to make an acoustic album for a long time. And when the opportunity arose, we said, let's do this. And we wound up doing it. Unfortunately, it took us a long time to actually see it. You know, see it's released because for some reason we wanted to do it right, get with the label and do it the right way. And that took a little longer than originally planned. But, you know, a lot of these songs, what's interesting about this album, if you listen to it, a lot of these songs work. It's not metal songs like Loud and Clear and Soldiers Under Command. You wouldn't expect those songs to work acoustically, but they somehow do. And not only do they work, a lot of people are saying they actually like these versions as much as the original versions, which is really cool to hear.
You're also in the process of forming a documentary about the band. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We are. We have been working on that for a few years. I started a campaign to raise funds to do that, Kickstarter.
Right.
And, you know, we set a price and a goal. And we surpassed it times three, almost times four. And it was just kind of blew our minds. I think we raised like $220,000 and broke some records with Kickstarter and whatnot.
Wow.
So we finally, it took us a long time to find the right team, the right director. We found him and Chris, and he's been amazing. And we're doing it right. We want to take our time, get as much footage as we can, interviews of people whose lives have been altered because of the band. And just really do it right. Not just make it another rock doc showing live footage and interviewing the band. That's kind of boring. Been there, done that. This isn't going to be that at all. It's going to be really different.
Well, speaking of lives transformed, one thing Stryper was known for, besides just, well, everything, was that you would give out Bibles during the show. So have some of those Bibles come back to you with some of those stories?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have people coming to our shows to this day with old original Bibles from 1984.
Wow.
and they ask us to sign them, and they have all the scriptures highlighted, and they share with us how God changed their lives. Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow.
And we're tossing out new Bibles now.
Mm.
We actually have the logo printed on the Bibles, and it's really cool, man. And we've changed that up. Done some different variations over the years to make it a little more interesting. And, you know, at the end of the day, what we do is all about that. It's all about the Bible, all about the Word.
Yeah. Now, you may get believers that come to a show and maybe just curious people. What have you heard from people who have gone not expecting anything? Like, they don't even, they're going into this cold.
Well, I think I have yet to talk to anyone or meet anyone after a Stryper show seeing us for the first time who leaves disappointed. maybe there are people that leave disappointed. I haven't seen that yet. I think the majority, if not all of the time, they leave kind of blown away. And you know, all their expectations were shattered. And they say to us, like, gosh, this is not what I expected in the best of ways.
Yeah, the people that go say that they do expect something different. And, you know, you don't expect to hear kind of the message in the way that it comes across. But some people, have you, in your experience and the band's experience, just that's the way some people just need to hear the gospel.
100%. That's the way they need to hear it. But not only that, it's the way they need to see it, you know, because Stryper is a very visual band.
Right, yeah.
And our look and the stripes are equally as important as the music and what they signify. You know, by his stripes we are healed. So that's when you come to a Stryper show, you're going to see. Now, when you come to an acoustic show, you're not going to see all the stripes. We're going to go out in street clothes and denim and t-shirts and just kind of hang out with people. It's more like just hanging out at our house, having a nice little party and chilling and listening to some music.
It's the Unplugged Tour, Stryper heading back out on the road with some new material. But the message still remains the same. And we've been speaking to lead singer and guitar player Michael Sweet. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. God bless you guys and all the listeners out there. Can't wait to get back to Canada, and we will.